You're on with Mario Lopez.
All right, joining me now in studio, Grammy-winning artist Meghan Trainor. How are you?
Hi, I'm so good. How you doing?
I love seeing you. You and your mom are so cool. And I love that it's a family affair.
Always.
From the new album. Yeah, same with me, yes. As you know, because you met my daughter, Gia.
I just got a full concert from Gia.
Oh, my gosh.
And she is a superstar. You're in so much trouble, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, her and her little squad. They were working on it. You don't understand. A lot of Meghan Trainor at Casa Lopez is always played, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw earlier, I actually saw Gia downstairs with some of her friends practicing a whole thing that I assume she did in front of you.
I didn't see her practice in front of me.
I assume she actually performed it.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing twice.
Meghan was so sweet with them, too. But we're really excited for the new album, which is Treat Myself, is the name of it. So where did it come from, the inspiration for this title?
Just the time of my life I'm having right now with my fiance. We're having the best time, and we've already been through so much in only 2 years, and that's why I know I want to marry him for life, you know, because I had my second vocal surgery, which was a bummer and put me in a dark place, but I, with the help of my family and doctors and therapists and acupuncture, like I did everything
nice
to get out of that anxiety where it was like crippling my body. Like I felt like I had the flu every day.
Right.
And I was uneducated. I didn't know it could have that effect on you. So I was like, no way. Like I'm sick. They're like, no, it's your stress. And I was like, what?
Stress is a killer.
It can actually kill you.
We actually talked about this a while back. We've talked about it a few times, and everyone reacts to it differently.
Yeah.
Like you can react from either shingles or losing your hair. It can be dramatic.
Dude, I had like a new symptom every day. I had full-blown migraines where I had to ice my whole body. Right. And then I'd be like, my back's on fire. What does that mean? Or I'd feel nauseous.
See,
and my
Nichols?
Mom was just like, you have a headache. Like she didn't know either.
Yeah.
So I told her one day, like, I'm going to the emergency room. And she was like, no, come here and I'll rub your back. I'm like, no, I need an oxygen tank or else I'm going down. Like I need a doctor to tell me it's not an allergic reaction in my throat.
Right.
And he was like so sad, like, oh, honey, it's just your head. And I was like, don't say that.
Well, that's why it is important to treat yourself and take care of yourself.
I realized I was just going. And in the 4 years of being the pop star, I never really took a moment to realize what happened. And I think when I was forced to take the break with the surgery, my body was like, okay, we're going to figure out what just went down and we're going to crumble for a minute. Then I brought myself out of that. And my therapist was like, yo, you've come a long way from when you came in here crying when the first day I met you to now you don't even need to come back to therapy because you're like, I'm good. I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah.
And so we wrote a song about it. We've been going on vacations.
Yeah.
We've been getting our nails done, getting massages more.
You do cryo? You tell
me
you like
cryotherapy.
It.
Yeah. I love it. My brother loves it. My fiance, of course, loves it. Yeah, we're doing all the LA stuff.
And you recently released the title track. It's fun and upbeat.
Thank you.
And the vibe, I love your music because as a parent, it's my kids like to listen to it. And it's kind of like those really good Disney movies. I like to listen to it, too. It's really well done.
Yeah.
It's fun and you can dance. It's got a good vibe to it. And I love music that makes you want to move.
Yeah, of course. My goal as a songwriter is to play music in the whole household to where the grandparents love it and the babies are like, this is great. What's happening? You know?
Right.
And so that's a huge compliment for me. That's like a bucket list. But I also, I'm dying to write songs for movies. Like that's a huge goal for me. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
and voiceovers
cool.
to do the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Another track that's blowing up, Let You Be Right.
Yeah.
Was this inspired by a real argument?
Yeah. Well, my songwriter partner, Jay Cash, he wrote a lot of songs with me. He's a big songwriter out here. And he said, your songs inspire me to just like not fight, you know, like I want to stop fighting. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? Like, let's break it down. And I put like a funny part to it. I was like, I mean, in my household, everyone knows I'm always 99% right. And it's like a sad thing that like
you
truly
and I both.
Happens.
Isn't that a trend?
I'm like, we're going to all do this, but I'm going to be right. And then it always happens. And I mean, not to be like a stubborn snob, but like it's real, right?
You have so other people.
And Daryl knows this very well.
Then he's one step ahead.
And he's the one for me for life because he gets it, you know?
They all need to adopt the LTM philosophy, which applies to you. Listen to Mario or listen to Meghan.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
I'm telling you, you can't go wrong with that.
LTM.
I really like Can't Dance. That's probably my favorite track right there. So yeah, I got a little sneak peek at
that. That's my little 90s bop right there.
Yeah, that's fun. What's the backstory on that one?
I'm super insecure on dance moves because I was never like your daughter. Didn't have like those skills that she has and didn't have lessons. And so my first dancing in front in public at, like at all was my All About That Bass video, music video.
Really?
Yeah. So I was super like, I remember when that came out, I was like, oh no, my high school friends are going to see this and laugh at me. So I always wanted a song that encourages people to get up and dance, even though you know you're bad at dancing. Like, just try to have fun for a moment and let go. Like, all those proms and semi-formals I went to, like, I wish I didn't sit down so much and was just so insecure. I was like, nah, I'll stay here and drink water until it's done, you know? Like,
that's a
I wish
message.
I could have been like, yo, get up, just have a good time. It's your only prom ever, you
right.
know?
No, you're exactly right. That's, I love that message right there. And you also got a new collab with Jason Mraz.
Yes, I do.
More Than Friends. He's a real nice guy. How'd that
He's
come together?
He's the best. My producer was working with him at the same time, and I said, yo, I'm the biggest Jason Mraz fan. Get me in there. Let me just write something with him or do anything. I don't have to feature on anything. Just let me just meet him. I love him. And the like that week or something crazy, it happened really fast. And
nice.
And I heard his album. It's amazing. And he told me how these songs are like 15 years old. I was like, that's crazy, because as a songwriter, I'm just like, let's do something new. Let's start from scratch, you know?
Right.
So I was impressed with that. And then I said, all right, but you need like a cute little Jason Mraz, you know, ukulele, little fun guitar song, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't, sure. And then we wrote that, and he told me his wife, I love cute stories about couples. He told me when he makes his wife coffee, he says, do you like it? And she says, yeah, More Than Friends. And that's like their thing they have. So I said, let's do that and give her a big wink, you know?
There you go. That's a great story right there. Jason was just here not too long ago. Is it he who had the avocado farm?
Yeah,
he sent you avocados.
Sent me avocado. I just wanted to make sure.
Seven.
How'd you get on that list?
Palm avocados, too.
Yo, I'm trying to get on that list. I've been asking for weeks.
Dude, they showed up quickly.
And they're huge, right?
I became a bigger fan when he was of his word.
But he only sent
the avocado.
Right?
By the way, it's like the perfect avocado, too. Every avocado was like the perfect avocado.
But then he only sent like nine?
Yeah, he didn't send
a weird number.
No, there's like our producer, who's like this 22-year-old kid in LA, finally just got a house. Like, he's living his dreams. He sends him them every month.
What?
Like, put me on the list. We got to get on the list.
Yes.
Jason Mraz, listen, we deserve him.
Well, you'll get a lot more love here.
We'll play your song.
I eat avocados every day, and that's not a lie. I swear to God.
Yes.
What about touring, Megan? You going to be hitting the road to support this album?
Yes, absolutely. Don't know when, because I'm a television judge now. I'm on a show.
Well, that's right. Let's talk about the show. Season 2, The Four on Fox, it's about to wrap up. How'd the competition this season compare to season 1, do you think?
I mean, the talent was insane this season. The talent was great on the first season, but this season, every single episode was difficult for us. Very difficult. They don't show every second on TV, obviously, but every moment is so real, which is terrifying. There's no scripts. We're all genuinely holding these dreams in our hands and having to say goodbye to some of them. So a lot of what you don't get to see is us talking about each challenge for like 30 minutes. We're there till like 2 a.m. every night.
Yeah.
it's a long night, but it's because it's so intense and so hard to just say go home. And
and
on TV, they show like one comment we make and they're like, bye-bye. And
well,
that was a huge discussion, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, that's awesome to hear that you guys are obviously not being dismissive and taking it
We're
really
not just
serious.
Like, next.
What's been the best part?
The best part? Learning so much. Learning as an artist, I'm so inspired by all the advice Diddy and Khaled give, and Fergie. She is the mama of the show. She takes care of everyone who goes up there. They don't even show that either. She like really is their therapist up there. I love it.
Mm.
But I take their advice and I try to progress as an artist myself. Every single performance, every single interview, photo shoot, music video shoot, I'm just like taking what they say and I'm trying to get better every single move I make.
Have you started the wedding planning yet, or are you just going to enjoy being engaged for it?
All I've done so far, honestly, is tell them I want it in my backyard, and I want it to be small, and I want my pool covered as a dance floor, and everyone's dancing, and I don't want a band, I want a DJ, and I want my bro to be the DJ.
Nice. I like that you keep it all in the family.
It's just like another Sunday fun day.
When we spoke about when he proposed to you, you said you wanted your family there when he proposed, which is interesting because a lot of women like wanted intimate and by themselves, but you wanted the whole fam there.
Yeah, I don't know. My whole life I was like, my mom and dad will be there, right? Like that's the thing. I don't know any other way.
That's cool. So okay, but and you want a smaller wedding when you
just the fam. I just have so many people in my life that I love and that work with me.
Yeah,
and that I've met because of this career that I don't want to offend a single person.
Right.
Like if I invite like J-Lo and I don't invite you, like, you'll be so hurt.
You invite J-Lo, you got to invite M-Lo. I mean, right, that's how it works.
Like,
I'll be hurt.
You'll be just hurt. So you know. I'm not trying to hurt anyone.
All right, good. No, that's
so
a smart
no
choice.
One gets to come.
You're going to lope now.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I'm just going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Oh, gosh. I'm so bad at these. Go ahead.
Current song obsession.
More Than Friends, Jason Mraz, because I just played in the car. Oh, that's a low blow. It's mine.
Last movie you saw in theaters.
Hereditary. Oh, nope. Jurassic World. Okay. God.
<You're> close. Go-to cocktail.
Ugh. Ew. Like, I don't know what cocktails are. Is a pina colada cocktail?
Yeah.
Oh, pina colada. I can't even say it right. In Hawaii.
Celebrity crush growing up.
You.
Ah, come on.
Slater, bro.
You're a sweetheart. Yeah, and you have excellent
Is that
taste.
The real answer?
What?
She's being sweet.
Yeah.
She's being nice.
I watched it every day before high school.
Shut up, Frasier.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
A koala.
A koala?
Yeah, they just sleep all day.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Mean. They're actually high on eucalyptus, I think.
Yeah.
I might be high on it right now, actually.
And I think they got like mad yeast infections. Like, you can cock this out if you want. But that's not like me. I don't have that. But
now,
I just, when I said it, I was like, I take this all back.
Wait, high as like in their stoned koalas?
Yeah.
That's why they're sleeping.
That's why they just chill. Like, they just chill.
Well, I can live that life.
But they're also pretty dangerous and will rip your face off.
And they got gonorrhea and yeast infections.
I mean, they're full of STDs and drugs.
Maybe I'll just be a dolphin. Maybe I'll switch it. Well, they just like rape people too, right?
They
I can
do.
Pick in the wrong
They're
one.
They're a little rapey.
The sloth. No.
Well, this
right?
is an
a sloth?
This is an internet
an
exclusive.
Elephant. I would love to be an elephant.
An elephant, right, right. Meanwhile, while we're trying to figure out our animal, you can follow her on Twitter @Megan_trainer. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Yikes.
On with Mario Lopez.